This is almost a song I could sing.
Almost.
Almost. Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking managing the water and wind damage in, about, and around your house. You know, there's nothing we hardly look forward to. As a longtime resident of Arizona, you get the May, you get the June, you get the July, and you just start waiting for that monsoon season to come to get the refreshing afternoon showers. And there's nothing worse than knowing you've got a house that's not prepared for it, because you look out on the horizon and you see that monsoon. What is that color? Is that a blue-gray, that monsoon blue that you know it's coming, the rain's coming, 15 minutes before it hits you, you can smell it, the breeze drops. And this is after, you know, the dust storm's already blown through. But you really love to be able to enjoy it. When it hit our office yesterday, I was just sitting on the back patio, just walked out on the back patio and just enjoyed it.
Is that Thursday, actually?
Thursday.
You know, and Carol and I were actually outside during, as it was building up, and we kept checking our weather app to see if there was rain in the forecast. There was none, but it's so spotty. You really have to know how to read the sky. Hey, did you see on Facebook this? We have a Facebook fan, Dolores, out of Rio Rico, and she posted a picture of her house. And though she got no rain in her area, she lives right on the edge of, I guess you've seen her place, or
if it's the house I'm thinking of.
She lives,
yeah,
right on the edge of a wash. And that wash, she could hear it coming, and then she's videoing it, and you can hear it, and it's by the end of the video, it's a roar, you know? So water's kind of tricky.
It is, particularly in about around the hills, as well, as we've learned very tragically just a couple of weeks ago. But that Dolores's flooding wash you have on Rosie on the House Facebook?
Yeah, you can see it there. And,
okay.
And you can watch this couple-minute video, but just, I mean, it take your breath away. It's so much water.
Yeah, and it can come quick, that's for sure. When you can hear it coming, that's scary. So we've talked about preparing the house, and we've talked about gutters, and we've talked about downspouts, we've talked about managing the water, we've talked about drainage problems, about not pushing it onto your neighbor's lot, try and contain it some way with retention basins there in, about, and around your house. The surface drainage really can become a serious problem, and as you hopefully know, that water infiltrating your house by underneath the doors and by actual surface flooding isn't covered by your homeowner's insurance unless you have specifically flood insurance. So be prepared. I can still remember a client I knew in Paradise Valley bought this house, and they didn't like the fact that the side driveway entry had a little hump. As you left the road, you had to go over this, like, this little speed bump to get into that back side of the driveway. And he hated that thing, so he tore it out. And the next monsoon season, he found out why they had that there. Because the water came down the street, funneled right exactly into his driveway, right exactly into the backside of his garage, right into the kitchen area. And the house was a long linear kitchen, It was 100, as I remember, it was 170 feet long. And it had steps in it. About every third of the house, you step down two more step. This storm was so significant that with that speed bump gone, the water entered the house, in the door, in the garage, went in the kitchen, in the living room, down the bedroom hall, out the master bedroom, and he had to open the patio sliding door in the master bedroom to let the water out the backside, and it was like a little triple waterfall running all through his house. So you got to be careful about that surface drainage. Take a good look at what the water does before you start modifying anything.
One kind of the flip side of that as well.
Yes.
Is, you know, you're trying to get the water away from your house, keep it on your property, you know, and we get it so spotty and it comes all at once. We've had on the air a couple times with this Watershed Management Group.
Yeah.
And they actually have consulting available. You can call them. It's their watershedmanagementmg.org, I think. But they'll come out and help you kind of look at your yard, put that water where it's going to help your plants, but keep it away from the house. And they even show you how to harvest it from the street. You know, you watch that water run down the street, you know, how to just cut out a little bit. Maybe you could water your trees or whatever. So there's all kinds of angles to water.
So we're talking about our blog that we posted today. It's on RosieOnTheHouse.com, 10 Facts You Need to Know About Water damage. And so we've talked gutters, drainage. Now, how about existing water leaks? You know, I've had homeowners call me and actually be disappointed that the insurance company isn't going to cover the plumbing leak that was in their house. Well, invariably, that's because they found out it was due to your lack of maintenance, that particular homeowner's lack of maintenance, and it was actually leaking for years and years and years. Now, you generally have a leak. Most homeowner policies will cover it. But if they determine it's by caused by deferred maintenance or no maintenance, or it had gone on for a long, long time, there's a lot of insurance companies that will argue with you and fight you on covering that. So you got to be careful about that. Stay tuned to what's going on in, about, and around your house. I want to talk a little bit about flood insurance. I want to talk about tree damage. How about fallen tree removal? Backed up sewage, that's always a problem. And then what about falling trees in your yard? Are those covered?